Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Women United, and we're waiting for some others to call in here, and we have a couple of callers online. And what do you think about our new subject today?
Well, Bill Cosby, now if you ask my opinion, this is ISIS, I mean Delta Cougar, but if you ask my opinion, I believe that he's guilty. That's just my opinion. And if you go back and listen at all his jokes and everything about the Larry King show that he was on there, he was boasting and bragging about how he used Spanish Fly. But the saddest part is all, now his wife is being drugged in the mud. Now his wife, they forcing her to testify. She cannot use spousal privilege because they're saying she was the manager. But Bill Cosby really is irrelevant right now. I know that's one of our subjects, but I want to talk about the people, if you don't mind, that who on Tuckover up there, and I think it's in Arizona somewhere where they took over the government buildings. The National Forest, that's what I want to talk about.
Okay, well, hold up on that. Let me let other people get their little two-cents world. And we will get right back with you, so hold the line. Let's see if anybody else want to weigh in on Bill Cosby and the situation that he finds himself in. I know earlier on we had a legal mind that has some thoughts about Bill Cosby. Anybody out there?
Hello?
What do you think? Yes. Feel free. Chime in.
Hi, it's me, the greatest caller in the history of talk radio.
Oh, okay. Great.
I'm just curious. Does it have to be on the same topic? It could be on any topic.
Well, we're going to try to get this one out a little bit, and then we're going to switch to another topic, and you're certainly welcome, since I send people out a message, but We've got two people that want to talk about some other great stuff, so just hold up for a couple of moments. Anybody else want to weigh in on Bill Cosby? Well, hey, look here, you guys. I guess Bill Cosby is not worth talking about today. So, okay, we're going to go back.
No, because we already know he's guilty. We already know he's guilty, Miss Hattie.
I don't know about it.
How do we know he's guilty when he hasn't been tried and all the facts are out? There's not enough information out yet. We can't jump to conclusions. It's just the beginning of this whole thing.
Well, this is what I say as a woman. I know that, to me, if the women's going to come out on you, I just don't think so.
I've had more than that come out on me, and people sometimes get it out for you. They plan things very well.
Exactly.
Can
you can't jump to conclusions. You can't jump to conclusions. Do you think there was... don't you think there was more than 50 people that came forward to put the Scottsboro boys?
Can I make a point here?
That's right, right. There were a lot of everybody had
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6.
I don't know what
to
that
cancel
is.
This message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Hello?
For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Hold on just a moment. And then I will bring everybody right back.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for you.
Thank you. Okay. And I am going back up here. Now, you can continue on. You were making some comments, and that will be fine. Now, I think I figured out where that was, on which line here.
Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Hello?
There. Okay. We had Marvin. You want to finish up? And then
whoever else is after I say this. But the bottom line is you cannot go by, well, 50 women came forward. That's neither here nor there. You still have to, we live under a jurisprudence system that has a process. So you have to be brought into court. All the information and evidence has to be brought forward. And then, there has to be a trial. You can't just say, we know he's guilty. Well, that's nothing more than a personal opinion. You're entitled to that, but that doesn't give it any legitimacy. It's as simple as that. He still has to be tried and everything has to come out. We don't know all the facts. We know what the media is presenting to us. If you know anything about the media, you could take 99% of what they say with a grain of salt. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Any other comment there?
There's a gentleman that I keep on hearing trying to make a point. Let him make a point in this half.
Okay,
it's another gentleman.
We will go.
Yeah,
okay.
There is.
Okay, there we go. Okay, you wanted to talk about something else other than Bill Cosby. Hello, caller at 8755. You want to get your person back on the line?
Okay, I don't know who that was. Well, okay, well, let me talk then, Miss Hattie. Now, I want to talk about the people that is they supposed to be like protecting
the Bundys.
Yes, they supposed to be the Bundy man, his son. They supposed to be protecting government land.
Okay.
Now that's what I'm teed off about. Okay,
when the black people is out marching for police brutality and all this stuff, black people are not even carrying guns. But the now they saying that these people here are just people who fighting for the rights of the people. They are laboring them as just government occupiers. But when they doing the march and the black people, they are thugs and robbers and troublemakers and all that. You don't hear none of the media, even Fox News, is praising the Bondies. So this is what I'm saying. It's just like two double standards, and people is looking at this, and somebody needs to be saying something about it, saying something loud about it. But everybody, to me, in the media, is being quiet about it. And then another thing, Ms. Hattie, before I get cut off, I want to talk about another thing real fast. They had a news story, breaking news story, in South Carolina where these black people was having a prayer meeting on Friday night, this past Friday night. And they was in there having a prayer meeting. A white man walked in with an assault rifle. Pull it up. You can see it. It's on the news. And the preacher, he had been in the army, and the preacher said when he saw the gun, the preacher said that, and he saw the clip. It was a Shima gun, and he saw a clip. And the preacher said when he saw that, he knew that he had to take action and stop
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Can y'all hear me?
For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway, the preacher...
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Let me just see if we can take this off again and get rid of it. And let one... Okay, why don't you... I think it's gone now, and then I'll let...
Okay, this preacher said when he saw the gun, he said the white gentleman walked in with a Shima gun. The preacher said he even had a clip to put more bullets in. And the preacher said that...
And if anybody wants to come in and talk, just push 1. If you want to come in and talk, push 1 on your phone. Number 1, that's what'll get us there.
And he said that he knew he had to protect his people. So he said that he jumped up and grabbed the gunman and knocked the gunman down, and then the members came and piled on top of the gunman. Now, this is right here again in South Carolina. Something is going on in South Carolina. Now, this is where the police officer shot the black man in the back 8 times, and they just let him out of jail last night, let him born out of jail. But yet, you only killed 9 people in a church. Now, here it go. It could have been another large killing. Something is going on in South Carolina. And the black folks up in South Carolina need to stop being so ignorant. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm a church-going person. I believe in God. Okay, it's all right to believe in God. But there come a time you got to take a stand for yourself. You can't keep a praying this thing out. You're going to have to take a stand, because people keep a coming in your churches with guns. And if this preacher hadn't took a stand and ran into him and knocked him down, he would have took that Shima gun and killed all these, that automatic weapon, and killed these people again. So, okay, now, black people, we need to start arming ourselves at our church.
We need to start arming ourselves in general.
Start arming yourself.
Well, one of the things that I personally feel is that, for one thing, I don't believe in marching and all of that stuff. I think that's just passe. It just don't work as far as I'm concerned, but that's my personal belief. But the Black Lives Matter movement, they already set up an organization. They're own a national organization, and oftentimes international. I've seen in other countries people with that, but I'm just concerned right now on the national level. They're a national organization. They got 40,000 people out in the street all across the country. They need to change themselves into a gun club and start training people and whatnot. Now when you have 40,000 people that know how to use guns that are armed and everything, it's different. Not that they're going to be walking around the streets with guns, but that's what they need to change their function to. They need to change to be a gun club. These white folks all across this country got militia groups, gun club, all that. They are ready. It's as simple as that. So black lives matter. They don't matter to the people that these people are trying to appeal to. If black lives really mattered, nobody would have to walk around with placards saying black lives matter. So it's obvious they don't matter. They matter to us. They don't matter to nobody else. So that's what they need to do. Change themselves into a gun club so they'd be prepared to defend themselves and protect themselves from elements without and within. Everybody's talking all of this foolishness about black-on-black crimes and everything. The government ain't stopping it. Nobody's stopping it. We have to stop it. If we have to turn to dealing with our own problems like everybody else does, then that has to be done. And then nobody can use that black-on-black crime as a excuse as to why we should do this and that. That's something we got to straighten out. It's as simple as that. If we got to eliminate all these drug dealers, pimps, and whatever out killing people and gangs and all, then we got to do it because ain't nobody else doing it. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press...
Okay. One of the thoughts is the billionaire that is supporting and paying for Black Lives Matter. I'm sure he would want them to have a gun club. It's all about that other way of handling those things. So that might be all you're going to get out of that one.
Hello?
Okay.
Am I on?
Hello? Come on in. Come on in there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Thank you for
I'm
taking my call.
I'm glad we got you back here.
Yeah, I don't know what's
going on. Lots of problems with that line. For some reason, it's just bouncing all over the place. And it's going into your voicemail, and I think it's that number 8755. But anyway, go right ahead.
Is it because of the number that I'm calling from that the machine is coming up?
I think it's that this number, yes, is causing that.
Oh, wow, that's so weird. I don't know what's going on there.
It could be any of them. You know, it's so much going on with the phones now. It has a way of getting viruses in it and bouncing all over the place or people listening.
Wow.
But anyway, yes, would you like to introduce yourself or share?
So what topic? Are we on Bill Cosby, gun crimes, or what's the topic?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about something else.
I do. Okay, so your program is about, you know, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm just, I guess, asking. It's about women unity, women's rights, right?
Women united, and we were talking about that because of the fact of this being an issue around molestation and rape and sexual assault. And the reason that I actually wanted to talk about this with the Bill Cosby deal is because of the race, of course, inadequacy here of taking care of certain types of women in our community. And culturally,
okay.
I'm a black woman, and I just don't see that level of scrutiny because we've had black women to die in jail cells at the hands of the establishment, but that didn't seem to be a problem to anybody.
Okay, so maybe my topic can kind of tie into some of these things, maybe. You know, in some states, not all of them, but in some states, it is illegal to have sex with a woman under 18. So, for example, if you're 22, you have sex with someone 17, you can go to jail. I'm curious, when it comes to women's rights, right, it's not in all states, it's just in some states. So I'm curious, I guess I have a two-part question. One, do you agree with that? And two, when it comes to women's rights, if women under 18 want to have sex with someone over 18, do they deserve that right if they're mature enough? If they want to.
Well, that's a good question. And if you've been on at the beginning of the show, probably have heard this music before. James Brown says, "It's a man's world."
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song?
I mean, I know the song. I don't know if I was on the beginning of the program, though.
Well, I play that at the beginning of the program for a couple of reasons.
I know of that
because
song.
It's about men being men and women being women. And still today we have that as an issue. And so let me say this. In some states, yes, statutory rape is at 18. And guess what? In other states, statutory rape is 15.
Right, yeah, state by state.
It's a state by state.
I mean, do you think it's
a young lady?
So I guess, A, do you think it's a just law? And B, when it comes to women's rights, if women want to do that, if they're mature enough and they want to, should they have that right if they're under 18?
On to that, Hattie.
Thank
you. Can you hear me?
Please. We can hear you just fine. We have
all right,
a legal bureau.
Statutory rape laws are intended to protect young females who are not of the age of majority yet, not only from sexual predators, but from themselves. To say that people, that if, let's say, a 12-year-old girl wants to have sex with a 22-year-old man, does she have that right? No, she does not.
But
any more than she has the right to make a contract.
Can I just interject here? There's a couple of things that are actually not true here. That law is not made just for women. I mean, maybe originally it was made for women, but we all know that even men under 18 are not allowed to have sex with women over 18. So it applies to guys too. And when you ask for a 12-year-old, you're right. I don't think anyone says, hey, let's go have sex with a 12-year-old in general. But before you go to that extreme low number, what about if you're 16, 17? In some states in America, you are legally allowed to have sex with someone 16 and 17, legally.
Most states cut it off at 17. Very
no,
few have it at 16.
No.
In any case, my answer to your
again.
Question
you're,
is
wrong,
no,
okay.
You do not have that right any more than you have the right to make contracts if you're under the age of majority. And it's not a question of what people want to do. The laws are generally designed, the statutory rape laws are generally designed to protect people who are under age of majority. And the basic concept is, let me finish, is contractual
law. Well, you're saying
things
that are not.
If you cannot buy a car at the age of 16 without parental consent, the laws are designed to protect people who may want to be sexually active.
You're giving me a lesson on the laws, but I'm not asking you what the law is. I'm very familiar with the law is. I'm asking you a common sense question about rights.
I answered your question. I said no, they do not have that right. Okay.
Says who?
That's my opinion.
Okay.
And my opinion is based on the law. Period. My opinion is based on the law, and I think it's a valid law. What age do you think women, females, should be able to decide whether they want to have sex or not? What's your personal opinion about it?
I'll answer the question. Is there a certain number where everyone goes from child to adult?
Legally, it depends on the jurisdiction
I'm not asking you. You keep going into the law. I know what the law is. I'm asking you about common
sense.
Well,
you're asking for something totally subjective that is really not applicable to the issue that you're raising.
It maybe if you'd listen, I'll explain how it's applicable.
I am listening.
You sound very angry, so I don't know why you're annoyed. Just give me a chance to explain here. Let's calm down here a second here. First of all, you were wrong when you said most states have it 17. The average age of consent is 16. In most states, it's 16, and some even have it less than 16. So I don't know where you're getting your information from. Secondly, when you talk about maturity, there is nowhere in science, nowhere. You can look it up in any scientific book that says everyone at this age is a kid and everyone at this age is an adult. It's just an arbitrary thing, as you said. It's subjective. So if it is
However, there are standards of medical practice, there are standards of child development and human development that would refute what you said, that is pretty standard on what happens when you're from birth to infancy, from infancy to childhood, from childhood to teen, from teen to young adult, from young adult
on.
Somebody's
breathing heavily on the phone, so I was having a hard time understanding. I know there's a standard, but I'm asking. No one's answering my question. Everyone's telling me about the law and why they're doing it. I need to know the question is, how do you determine who is mature under 18, who is not? If you bring up the contract, you said that they can't make a legal contract. They can have a job under 18. They can drive a car under 18, and many of them have kids and get married later on. So how do you determine they're not mature enough?
Well, they can drive a car under 18 under certain stipulations. They just can't drive a car to and from school at certain hours under supervision. Just what is your point? That's what I want to know. What are you trying to prove?
I think my point is just be consistent. If you want to say everyone under 18 is a child, fair enough. If you want to say they become magically an adult at 18, fair enough. But don't pick and choose. Don't say.
Okay, that was standing. And where are we going with this? What are you trying to say? Other than that, how does this? How do we relate to this to the whole spectrum of things? Also, there is no such thing as common sense. There's good sense and bad sense, but it's not. Neither one is common. So don't throw that common sense nebulism into the.
There is no such thing as common sense.
That's something people have been banding around for generations, and it's a bunch of baloney.
No, I don't know why you're saying there's no common sense. There's a lot of things we all agree on in general. It's very common. So I don't know why you would disagree with that. But that's a different
topic. So if you smoke cigarettes and whatnot, it can give you lung cancer. That's why 10 billion people die a year. But there is no such thing as common sense. You use good sense about things or you don't.
Hold on. No, you gave a stupid example. Most people don't have common sense.
I don't know what you're aiming at. That's what I want to know.
You have to listen to what I say instead of getting emotional. Calm down and relax. If you want to know my opinion, I'll explain it to you logically. If you want to have a fighting contest, let me know. I'll bring out the gloves.
You can't fight over the telephone. There's no gloves over the telephone.
Yeah, I'm being very calm and rational, and people are getting annoyed and breathing heavily on the phone. Relax, people. We're not having a fight here. Let's have a debate if you want to have a debate.
Certain people's demeanor has a lot to do with emotion. That doesn't give it any less validity and whatnot, man. Maybe, you know, I am getting a little emotional. So what? Get to the point of what you said. That's all I'm saying.
How do I get the point when you keep running your mouth? Why don't you listen? Shut your pie hole and listen for a second.
Run your mouth and I'll listen for longer than a second.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. You brought up the point about cigarettes, and you brought up the point how people smoke and die from cigarettes, and you're trying to make the point, look, so many people do it. But you were ignoring the common sense part. Most people on Earth don't say, hey, everyone, cigarettes is healthy for you. Let's all smoke it and die. So you're wrong on your own point. It is common sense cigarettes are bad.
There's no such thing as common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you can keep saying that over and over. I can give you example after example. You can ignore it if you want.
I can give you examples also, but then we get into a pissing contest like you said.
You gave me one example and you were wrong.
You said I was wrong. That's your observation.
Yeah, do you think most people say cigarettes is healthy for you?
No, I think
a huge amount of people say stupid things like,
well, you got to die from something, you know. That's what they say, basically.
If most people don't think cigarettes is healthy for you, then obviously common sense has that. So how am I wrong?
Let me share something with you.
Your original point. We don't need to be talking about cigarettes. You want to talk about statutory rape. Talk about statutory rape.
Okay, he brought it up. I was answering his cigarette. I'll go back to statutory rape. Let me just be more blunt, since everyone wants to get emotional and not be logical. I'll be emotional now. I think it is wrong to punish a human being for doing something natural like having sex, especially if they love each other and they like each other and they get married. I don't understand how any of you, especially if you're men, can say I'm wrong when you are the same men who probably check out young women all the time. Look at our culture. We check out college girls, high school girls, cheerleaders, men put on pornography, they go to the movies, and these are the same men that say, oh, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Isn't there hypocrisy there?
Well,
there's
I think that's a group in generality that you're using about that.
Because
but
I don't believe
token,
it's statutory
rape. Group of these
one at a time. And please
there's this group
myself.
Of pedophiles that have this, whatever it's called, this boys, love of boys, I can't remember, that are running around having sex with, you know, 9-year-olds. You think they have the right because some 9-year-old decides he's in love with some 40-year-old? Do you think that they should have the right?
This 9-year-old is mature enough to know who he loves.
You believe in this stuff?
Here's how I'll answer your stupid question. Is there not a difference between
you
a man
and a woman? You have a lot of nerve talking to people like that. On this conference call.
Right.
We don't need you on here.
Right. So
we do not need you in your nasty mouth. You're not making any points. You're just insulting people and being very obtuse, and I don't appreciate it. And if you want to call that arguing or being emotional, that's what I'm doing. You have
a
very nasty mouth, and it's not welcome here.
Is there not a difference between a guy who wants a 17-year-old and a guy who wants a 9-year-old? Is there no difference?
Not really. If it's illegal, it's illegal.
No.
And you ask those guys who want 9-year-olds, they'll probably tell
you
that they're screwing anyway.
I'm asking you a common sense question. If one guy wants a 17-year-old and one guy wants a 5-year-old, do you not understand the difference?
Obviously, I understand the difference. Anybody would.
So why is your friend on the phone saying pedophilia 9-year-olds? If you get it, why don't you get it?
Because that's what it's going to lead to, more than likely. That's why.
No, because most men don't want children. What are you talking about?
We're not talking about most people. We're not talking about most people, though. That's the whole thing. We're talking about these monsters that can fall through the cracks because of some people thinking this way.
So that's what we're talking about. Okay, fine. That's a good point. Let me answer your point. Look at your logic. If your logic is the law is at 18, and that's okay, but if it's at 17, it's going to lead to pedophilia. Is this your logic?
Well, there's a point where you have to draw the line. That's what law is about, sir. And that's all it is. You know, that's what it is. If a state decides it's 16, so be it. If a state decides it's 17, so be it. But I think there has to be a point where you draw the line. You have to have some kind of definition with something like this.
No, you're realistic.
Laws are basically this supposed civilized societies are governed by. It's as simple as that.
There's a lot of laws that people don't like, and a lot of them are not right.
But the bottom line is, there should be a line drawn somewhere. Do you agree?
Yes, now you're making a fair point. The line should be drawn somewhere. So that goes to the next question. If the line is drawn at 18, do you not understand you're punishing human beings and putting them in jail for something that is natural? Don't you think the line is too high?
I think that's up to the people within that community that votes on those laws.
I'm asking you a question. I'm not asking about the other people that I don't know. I'm asking you.
You know. No, I don't. And whatnot. If the line says that's what the law says, and that's where the line is, me, individually, I'm not going to go out and have sex with some 17-year-old and risk messing her up and going to jail. No, I'm not going to do that. So, no, I don't think the line is drawn. You know,
You're saying whatever the law is, it's a just law. That's your law.
Not necessarily, but in this case, if the community decided that it's 16, well, I have to go along with that. If it's 17, I have to go along with that. If the community said it was 8, I wouldn't go along with that.
So this is justice for you. In one state, a guy gets punished. Yeah. Another state, a guy doesn't get punished. This is justice.
That's the way the system is set up. That's the way the system is set up with these
states
and whatnot.
And you seem to agree with that system. No, you seem to agree with these laws. You're telling me other people. I'm asking you, and you seem to agree with it.
Agree with what?
You seem to agree that 18 should be the number, but then you say, well, if it's below 18 in other states, okay, I agree with that. Do you even
but
have
that's the way
numbers?
It is. What can I say? If I lived in a state where it was 16, where it was 18, I most certainly wouldn't disobey that law because I'm in love with some 15 or 16-year-old. I'm not going to do that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm not necessarily saying that
they're
right.
That's
what I am saying is I'm not
going to
go to jail or abuse somebody, you know, in the eyes of the laws of that municipality because of my need or desire. That's what I'm saying.
So since you brought up the fact that laws can change, it goes from one thing to another, let's use some of your own logic. This is your logic. What if there was a law that said you could not have sex with anyone under 21? Would you agree with that law?
We don't have a law like that.
No,
but
I'm asking you a question.
Bottom line is,
if I lived under a law like that
and I didn't agree with it, I'd think in terms of getting the hell out of where I was.
Okay,
that's what I would think in terms of. I think in terms of moving somewhere else to another country or something to where things were a lot closer to what I felt comfortable with.
So your logic to me is, hey, if the law is you can't have sex with anyone under 21, move out the country. This is your logic.
This is all hypothetical, but you know what, sir? I'll tell you something. There's so many laws in this country and there's so many things in this country that are not right and everything. I think our people need to consider something like that, man. We've been here long enough to know that this ain't never going to work for us as far as I'm concerned, personally. You know, that's how I feel. Yeah, I think that would be that's a great consideration for our people. I don't know what you think or whatnot. I don't have that great love and reverence for Americana. Yeah, I'd get the hell out.
Okay, but you realize not everyone can afford, not everyone is rich like you. I don't know if you're rich or not, but you seem rich.
And when you address it to me, I'm saying what I would do and how I feel. Absolutely not. That's the main problem of our people. We're in love with it. We think we're a Western people simply because that's all we know. That's what our main problem is. We're in love with this bullshit. And as far as I'm concerned, that's exactly what it is, a bunch of Western.
So on the one hand, you say, you know people are being put in jail. It's not just, you don't like Americana. You say all that, and then you say, well, if that's the law, hey, I accept it.
No, I didn't say that, man. But what am I going to do? I'm going to go out and if I am a homicidal murderer, I'm going to go out and murder people because I don't agree with the law, murder being against the law? No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know what going out and murdering people has to do with this. What makes you think I said go out and murder people?
I'm not saying you said it. I'm using that as an example of you saying that if you don't agree with the law, but it's the law you adhere to it. What I'm saying is if the law is the law.
You said if that's the law, I would accept it. That's the law. You basically said something like that.
I'm not going to break the law because I disagree with the law.
I'm not asking you if you would break the law. Obviously, you don't want to be stupid and break the law.
Yes,
you are. No, but I'm asking you, is it a just law? And you're saying I would accept it. It's justice, basically.
As far as America is concerned, justice is a foreign word as far as I'm concerned. Don't tell me shit about justice and whatnot.
Okay.
My people have been here for 400 years, man, and they have yet to see anything absolutely just I don't believe justice is a part of the makeup of the people that run this country and founded this country personally. So don't give me that. All of this is hypothetical and whatnot.
Okay, so because you're a black person and you are very familiar with the injustice black people have gone through.
Black is an adjective. I am a noun, a person, place, or thing. I'm an African. I'm not a black person. You will not reduce me to being just a color. There's no such thing as black people and white people. Okay.
Calm down. I didn't mean I didn't mean any offensive. I was just making a point. African, black, whichever word you like. If you like African, I'll use African. Because you're
but
African,
I am.
And you know
I think you're very
people,
offensive, sir.
And
you,
you know
have
African
a very
people,
superior, combative attitude. And when people don't respond the way you want, you call them stupid.
No,
I think that's very
happened.
Offensive.
That's
you have a lot
happened.
Of nerve.
I disagree with that. But can I talk to the other guy? He was listening to me. You're not a
he's
guy.
Very typical. You know, basically, he's very typical in the mode that, you know, it's emotion against logic, you know. Emotion has
yes,
its place. I'm not saying totally. You know, I don't even.
What I was going to say was.
Everything.
African
but the bottom
people,
line is, you know, how many people do you know, and how many government people, for that matter, do everything on a logical basis, man? Get serious,
okay.
Mister.
If African people have gone through injustice, and African people are being put in jail for things they don't know, and African people are being treated badly, you, of all people, you, an African, should know what it's like to punish people who don't deserve to be punished. You should be on my side.
Believe me, I know. I don't need you to point that out to me. I'm living this. I've been living it for 70 years. Okay? Of course I know it. I've been living it.
How can you not be on my side? You know black people are going to jail for having sex sometimes. Not just black people. Africans, anyone, white, African, anyone. Lots of men are being put in jail and being branded as pedophiles and being branded as sex offenders for something they had permission to do. You think that's justice as an African? Africans have been through injustice? You know,
as an African in this country, that's one of the least things that I should be concerned with when you consider all the other things that have been happening for such a long time and whatnot. Regardless of that, you know, being what it is, that's the least of the things I'm worried about. You understand?
Fine.
I'm worried about the virtual survival of my people at the hands of a bunch of people that have been genocidal for time immemorial. That's more what I'm concerned with. And the fact that people are so goddamn brainwashed and inundated with the thought patterns and different things of the people that had them have enslaved them. That's more important to me than that. That's something that we work out later on sometime.
No, that's fine. If you consider it an issue that's not as high on the list, I respect that. But you can use that argument for everything. There's nothing more important than people being killed and raped, obviously. So by your logic, let's not debate anything. Let's not debate Bill Cosby.
You know something? You sound like a pedophile. Are you a pedophile?
What's a pedophile in your definition?
I'm asking you if you're a pedophile.
Oh, I know, but
legally
you're
a pedophile. Do you believe in? Are you having sex with underage people, male or female?
I'll answer your question. I'm not ignoring your question, but since you like to be rude to me, I'm curious. Why is
I think you're a very rude, hostile person, and you don't deserve any more courtesy than what I'm giving you.
I'm asking you a question. If you play back this call, and it'll be on Block Talk Radio, you can play it in the beginning. In the beginning, I was very nice and respectful. I didn't interrupt anyone, and you were the one who interrupted me and got emotional. Why is it okay for you to do that, but I can't do the same thing back then?
Because it's our forum.
Do whatever
you
want. I just asked you a simple question.
Yeah,
are you
being
a
involved pedophile? In things that you and your folk control, we control this, and we set the standard here. That's
well,
why.
Well, one at a time. I can't debate you simultaneously. One at a time. Which one am I answering, the pedophile guy or the black
this
African
is
guy?
Not your conference call. You don't tell people when they can speak and when they can't speak.
Oh, is that how manners work? You can tell other people, we can't tell you. Oh, that's manners. Okay, thank you for the logic on manners. So anyway, your question was I a pedophile, right?
Are you a pedophile? Yes. Legally or by any other definition,
answer. I'll answer your question, but I want to make sure we understand what a pedophile is. A pedophile is someone who wants children who have not reached puberty. So, no, I'm not a pedophile. Does that
pedophile
answer your question?
Is somebody who has sex with underage children legally.
Wow. No, you're wrong. Where are you getting this from? Where do you people get your information from? Where do you learn from? That's not what a pedophile is. Google it right now if you have a computer.
It's
Hello?
Just just semantics. Basically, as far as I'm concerned, there's a right and wrong. Very few things in life are black and white. There's more gray areas than anything. But in this case, man, that's what's happening.
No, so you know what? You're on my side. You just said it best. It's not black and white. There's very few gray areas. You said it best. So how can you not be on my side? How can you assume everyone under 18 is a child and then magically becomes an adult at 18?
Oh, I'll put that there for
you.
Hello?
Yes. Is he still there or is he gone?
Oh, it's not a magic. It's a standard. That's why they make those rules and laws.
But most states don't have that standard.
The stuff that I left for you, that you left here in the window back, he didn't get them.
Is he talking to me or someone else?
I put that there. I told him.
Hello?
Because I wasn't going to let him.